Very happy now to be joined by arguably the greatest defensive player in the history of baseball, a guy who I grew up enjoying play. It is the Wizard of Oz, Ozzie Smith, and he's here to talk about how Budweiser wants to make opening day a national holiday. And I guess, Ozzie, when you think about, you know, over 20 million Americans every day play hooky from work anyway, we should get this done, right?
Right. There was a survey done recently that revealed that more than 22 million Americans admit to having played hooky, and well, we need to get 100,000 signatures to warrant an official response from the White House to make opening day an official holiday.
I remember in high school, and I grew up in the Bay Area. I'm an A's fan, but my teacher was a Giants fan, and he said for the next hour, we're just going to watch opening day because this is a it should be a holiday. And I just remember hearing that when I was a kid about how it should be a holiday. Now, I guess if you get the 100,000 signatures, then the president has to respond to that, correct?
Right. You get 100,000 signatures and we get those delivered. And then he has to respond. Now, we know that making it a federal holiday is, you know, one of those red tape things that you have to deal with, and the likelihood of, we don't know what the likelihood of that happening, but we would like to at least make it a day of observation. And so give it the recognition and stuff that it so richly deserves, and people can help us out by going to Budweiser.com/opening day to sign the petition, and hopefully we'll get that 100,000 signatures by the 26th of March.
Speaking with Ozzie Smith, 13 consecutive gold gloves at shortstop. And when I hear the name Ozzie Smith, I knew I was going to have you on the show today. The things that popped into my head, you know, the backflips, playing with a smile on your face, and also the left-handed home run, which surprised the world and knocked the Dodgers out of the NLCS. Do you get asked about that every day, Ozzie?
Well, every day that I breathe, you know, that comes about, and that and how I like the episode of The Simpsons.
That's right, very good. But just, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine who played with the Padres last year, John Baker, and I asked him about the atmosphere at Petco, and I've been there. It's a great ballpark and everything. It's much better than Jack Murphy, but you know, he said that when opposing teams go there, they know the fans won't be on their backs, and they know they, outside of the talent of the Padres, they're not going to have people breathing down their back, and they're not intimidated by it. But if you go to New Bush, you know that that is a tough place to play with Cardinal Nation. As a former Padre, do you think that that town will ever become the kind of baseball town that will, you know, have at least a somewhat of a dynasty or a team down there to be reckoned with?
Well, here again, I think it has to do with winning. I think if you win, the winning can be the cure-all for all things. And I think that if they were able to put a product out on the field that won on a consistent basis, I think you'd see that anywhere. But that's really the core of it. You've got to win, and if you win, then I think all of those other things take care of themselves.
Rick Tittle with Ozzie Smith. 15 All-Star games, and I remember watching you on TWIB, and you've done a lot of things since you retired your academy. You're an author, the salad dressing. You really do have a lot of layers to you. You're multi-talented, and since you've retired, what are some of the things that have been most meaningful to you since you stopped playing?
Well, you know, I think one of the real challenges for all of us as professional athletes is to be able to be half as good a father as we were players. You know, that is a real challenge in life. And then making sure that you take whatever recognition and things that you've gotten from your craft or your sport and be able to translate that into life. And at present, I'm the president of the Gateway Chapter of the PGA and working on a project called PGA Reach. One of the things when I was growing up is that I was never exposed to was the game of golf. So when we had the 2013 Senior Championship at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis, the PGA challenged us to come up with a program that would marry golf, the business community, and the inner city. And it's all about exposing young African-American kids to the game of golf, not only the game of golf, but the business of golf as well. And so we have before us a challenge to try and build a nine-hole recreational golf facility in the inner city, and so that's a project I'm currently working on.
Very nice. Speaking to the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith, a couple more questions for Ozzie. When you first saw Cal Ripken, a 6'4" guy, and he was going to play shortstop, and nowadays it's not a big deal. We see guys like Tulowitzki and others, but at the time, 6'4", you just can't play shortstop. You don't have the range. You got to play outfield or maybe first base or third base. Were you surprised that a guy that big was able to play and really be a trailblazer for other bigger shortstops?
Well, I think that, yeah, he was the guy who opened the door for teams to take a chance at big guys playing. I think they wanted to forego a little defense for the offense that a person like that was going to present, and he certainly was the perfect example for that. He played the position well. He had good hands. He caught everything that came to him. I don't know if it's fair to expect a guy that big to be as nimble and cover as much ground as a prototypical shortstop, but for the offense that they're going to present to you, it certainly afforded teams the opportunity to allow them to go out and play.
And finally, when you talk about the St. Louis Cardinals and you think about the Midwest and the old days, you were either a Cubs fan or a Cardinals fan. But that town as a baseball town, can you put it into words about just because, you know, they say it's the best baseball town in America, and I'm not going to argue with that. What is it? Why is it so different there in St. Louis than everywhere else?
Well, it's woven into the fabric of people in that town. You know, you're weaned on the game, and you know, season tickets are passed down from generation to generation. And even when a team doesn't make it to the playoffs and World Series, I think they've always had a reputation of being very, very competitive, as this year's team will be, because they go about it the right way. You know, they understand, and there's a fundamental concept and idea that when you come and you play for the St. Louis Cardinals, you got to understand good, sound, fundamental baseball. You know that when you play the Cardinals, you got to be at your best because they're not going to beat themselves. So I think that that's the reputation has permeated through the years there, and it continues today. You know, I think for a while they got away from their minor league system and trying to win here and now immediately, but they realize that getting back to their lifeline, which is their minor league system, is the best way to go. And especially in a market, you know, if you play in a small market, that's really the best way to do it. You to develop them through your minor league system, which they've done. They've had 9, 10, 11 rookies come up last year. So now that they were rookies last year that experienced what it takes to get to the World Series, so this year they're a little bit more experienced and should be a little bit hungrier because they came up a game short last year.
That's Ozzie Smith, the greatest shortstop of all time. Remember, sign that petition to make MLB opening day a federal holiday. You can go online to Budweiser.com/openingday to sign the petition. Ozzie, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Okay, thank you.